I want to touch on some of the Zmanim which come up in conjunction with the night of the Seder, or in general, the areas of Halacha where Zmanim come up. So we know that there's a Halacha that a person wants to be Mekabel Shabbos or Yom Tov early, a person can be Mekabel Shabbos or Yom Tov early, and that takes place from the time known as Plag HaMincha. There's a Mechloik is exactly how you calculate Plag HaMincha, but Plag HaMincha, the Gemara says Plag HaMincha is going to be a period of time which is an hour and a quarter Halachic hours before the end of the day. So I'd say the end of the day, for argument's sake, is Shkia. So that's the time we calculate from. So I calculate the time from sunrise to sunset. I divide that into 12 parts. I take one part of that, 1/12, plus another quarter of that, one and a quarter hours before sunset, and that is the time known as Plag. According to the Shulchan Aruch, he calculates the day from Morgan Avram, others, they calculate the day from, not from sunrise to sunset, but from Alois until Tzeis. So you would calculate Plag HaMincha based on before Tzeis. An hour and a quarter, your day is going to be longer. The period of time you're dividing into 12 parts is going to be a longer period of time. You're not starting from sunrise, you're starting from the beginning of, from Alois. You're not ending by sunset, you're ending by Tzeis. So the period of time that you're dividing is longer. Each hour is going to be longer. Each of your 12 parts is going to be longer. You take one and a quarter parts of that before Tzeis HaKachamim, and that's the time of Plag. Before that time, a person would not be able to be Mekabel, according to these Shitas, when a person cannot be Mekabel Shabbos or Yom Tov early. When it comes to the Seder night, even though the Halacha, the person can be Mekabel Yom Tov early, but the mitzvahs of Laila have to be done when it's Vadei Laila. So a person has to wait until Tzeis HaKachavim before he can do the mitzvahs of Laila. So even though normally Kiddush can be made early, over here, for two reasons, we have to wait until Tzeis HaKachavim before we make Kiddush. Number one, the Kiddush of the night of the Seder, besides being Kiddush, is also one of the Dalet Kosis. The Dalet Kosis go together with the mitzvahs of Laila. Be'erev Terech L'Matzah, Chazal Rishon, means the night. It has to be the Vaday night. So the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah has to be at nighttime. The Moror is eaten in conjunction with the Matzah. Al Matzah is a Moror Yachluhu. And the Kosis are Chazal Masakin together with doing these mitzvahs of Isa. We also have to have the Dalet Kosis. So they have to be Belila. So the first choice, being one of the Dalet choices, has to be Belila. The mitzvah Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim is, according to many Rishonim, is in conjunction with the Achila, in conjunction with the act of eating. You have to explain why you're eating. So it has to be together with the act of eating, which is Vadei Laila. The second reason why you have to wait is because there's a Lachem Kiddush Vakam Suda, and since this night, we cannot make the Suda early, so it's not the Zman Suda until after Tzeis HaKachavim. So since Kiddush has to be at the same time as the Suda, the same Mokum as the Suda, and the same time as the Suda, therefore we have to wait until Tzeis HaKachavim. What point in time is considered Tzeis HaKachavim? So this is an to give you on Regal Achas, there are many different answers to that question. How to calculate Tzeis HaKachavim. One of the most well-known times is 72 minutes after sunset. So the sun sets 27 minutes later is Tzeis HaKachavim, according to many opinions. The minig in Eretz Yisrael is not like that. The minig in many people in America do not wait 72 minutes. They use an earlier time. How much time do you need the earlier time? There are different minhagim. There is a minig in America which is they questionable exactly why people do it, where it comes from. It's 42 minutes. Some follow a time called 8.5 degrees below the horizon, when the sun goes that amount of time below the horizon. And these are all questionable times, trying to figure out exactly where they come from. But there are such menhagim which exist. So whatever person follows his minhag for Matzi Shabbos, that's what he would do for the night of the Seder. On the other end, you have to finish, there's a din of chatzos. The middle of the night is the time you have to finish. What do you have to finish by chatzos? So according to Ramah, you should finish halal. You should complete halal by chatzos. It means you finish everything of the Seder, dafikayman, benching, halal, and you finish everything before chatzos alayla, before the middle of the night. If you can't do that, a person should at least eat dafikayman before chatzos. If a person did not even eat the first kezayis of matzah before chatzos, the beginning of the meal was after chatzos, he does not make the bracha of al achilas matzah. So that much is for sure, that the person has to eat the first, the kazayas which he eats from Motzi Matzah must be done before Chatzos. The person waits after Chatzos, he loses the bracha of Alachilas Matzah. In other words, he's in a situation where he's not fulfilling the mitzvah, at least according to many opinions, he's not fulfilling the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, a suffix bracha. You cannot make a bracha of Alachilas Matzah. When is Chatzos Alayla? The simplest way of understanding Chatzos Alayla is you take sunset until sunrise, you divide it in half, and that's Chatzos Alayla. Well, actually, that's not so simple, because it's not from sunset to sunrise, it's nighttime, should divide it in half. Well, when is night? So the day starts by Alois, that's no question. The night starts by Seisa Kachovim. Alois, according to most opinions, there's a pretty clear time when Alois starts. When Seis is much more questionable. So figuring out Chatzos Alayla is a little bit questionable. If you follow the time which is on the charts, it's a midpoint from sunset to sunrise. Theoretically, a person, the actual time of Chatzos could be up to close to 20 minutes to half an hour before that time. So preferably a person should not use that time as his final, try, if he can, go a little bit earlier before that time to be able to eat the first kazayis for sure, and even preferably the afikoman should be eaten before that time of Chatzos. Have a good morning.